Welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. We're glad you could join us today. The Northern Nerd is the Northwoods entertainment, media, and creative hub. Each show includes different guests that come from all walks of life with stories to share. Enjoy our latest episode. This time, I just want to say thank you to everyone that's been listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast, supporting us online on our Facebook page, Instagram page, and also just being a perennial listener of the Northern Nerd Podcast. I don't say this often enough, and I just want to say I really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Northern Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Hassel. This week, we don't have a guest. It's just going to be me talking. As conceited as that sounds, it's just gonna be me. It's been a while since we've done one of these, so I just kind of wanted to get back on it and get used to doing podcasts again. It's just me, and with me, don't worry, I'm not just gonna be rambling this whole time. Well, maybe I am, but with me I have a bucket, or my Abe Lincoln cheesehead actually, full of questions. So whether you know me or not, you're going to kind of get to know me a little bit better today. And if that's something that you're into, great. First off, though, I want to share with you a bit of information that I learned from my Snapple that I'm drinking right now. They kind of put the facts on the caps, so I'm going to read to you the fact that I found out today. The smallest county in America is New York County, better known as Manhattan. So there, something to tuck away for some small talk conversation for you. Whether or not you choose to use that, completely up to you. I wouldn't judge you if you didn't use that to open up a conversation. It's okay. All right. So the first question that we're going to have here is, what do you think is the best feeling in the world? One of the best feelings in the world, I think, is like right after you get done taking a shower, like you're finally clean again. So maybe you're working out or just got done playing a game of basketball, or maybe it's just been like a rough camping trip and you're like, oh man, I really am missing being clean and needing a shower. I think that's one of the best feelings, is like, just that refreshing feeling. I'd say that's probably the best feeling in the world. There's probably some other ones that I can't think of right now, but that instantly comes to mind just because I recently had that feeling. All right. What's the best concert you've attended? I want to say the best concert I've ever attended was a John Bellion concert with my sister. I think it was October of 2017. Sounds right. We went to the Myth, kind of by the cities in Minnesota, and we just had a really good time. I actually bumped into some people from Eau Claire there, and they were pretty intoxicated. Me and my sister were just along for the ride. They made it an interesting concert. One of my pet peeves about concerts, though, is like, I'm sure you guys share this too, is like people that like record like the whole concert on their phone. And you know, that's great just to have like as your memories and stuff. But at the same time, like, why not just try to be there and experience it, you know? And I think that's one of the things that we often get misconstrued in society, is like, we always have to have that feeling like, oh, we're at this place. And I'm guilty of it too. I'll take Instagram stories or Snapchats wherever I'm at, kind of thing, like, hey, just kind of checking in, showing people where I'm at, kind of thing. But also at the same time, like, there reaches a certain point where it's like, man, I wish I was in that moment more. Like, you look back on it and say like, wow, was I on my phone too much here? Was I not really experiencing that thing that I went out that I sought out to do? So maybe you were at a football game or a concert, or maybe you're just over at your friend's house and you look back in that time and say, what do I actually remember from that experience? Was it me taking the photographs? Like, I have those to look at, but like, was something memorable that happened in that event that wasn't through my phone? So maybe it was a conversation that the people next to you had, or something that somebody said in your group of friends that really stuck out to you, and maybe you got to know that friend a little bit better through that. So I think I think in the dawn of technology or in the age that we live in right now, I don't think we're having those experiences as much where we can look back and say, like, that was a memorable concert because of this. That was a memorable game because of this. Or that was a memorable time at my friend's house because of this. And I think that's something that we are perennially, there we go, working on and trying to better ourselves, like trying to be in this life more. And that's something that we've kind of had to, we kind of stepped into. I was born in 1995. I don't know about you, but that's something that we didn't always grow up with technology. So oftentimes it was, I really didn't get a cell phone until I was 13 or 14. So it wasn't always something I was connected to. And even at that same time, it was like a Motorola Razr. I'm sure we all can remember those too. And yeah, really, like, you sent like texts like TTYL or LOL or whatever the case may be. And you were able to have those short experiences, and the photos were always so grainy. Like you're at a friend's house or something like that. You're like, let's get a picture together. And back then, not too many people took selfies because the photo quality wasn't that good. You actually had to get like a digital camera. And I just think back to like how much things have changed over just that 10-year span of me first getting my cell phone at 13 to now owning a smartphone at 23. There's so much that's just happened in that 10-year span. And I'm curious to see if we'll revert back to like maybe older technology and say like, hey, it's not, we don't need it as much, or if it's only going to increase and we rely on it even more, which I hope doesn't happen. Because like, even if you're out in society or just kind of outside of your house and you people watch as often as I like to, and you kind of pick up on other things like parents that'll be on their phone while their kid's doing something. Or even just the other day, I was driving past a park on my way home and two parents were on their cell phone and the kid was just like playing by themselves. Now, that might have been just an isolated incident. Maybe the parents were playing the whole time and then I drove by and they just happened to be on their phone at the time. I'm not going to judge them completely because I don't know what it's like to be a parent. I know what it's like to be a teacher and have a bunch of kids in a classroom, but I don't know what it's like to have my own kid and know that stress of that responsibility. But at the same time, it's like, what if we were able to step away from that and just experience things more? That's what I'm trying to get at. All right. If you're still listening, thanks. We're getting philosophical here. All right. What fad or trend do you hope comes back? So, you know, I never had a pair of Heelys. I was always jealous of the kids that could just run down the hallway and all of a sudden just wheel into another room or just turn a corner by having Heelys. Let's bring Heelys back. Let's bring them back. Full force. I'd be a fan of that. All right. Next question here is, where do you like to go when you eat out? So I don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings here, any restaurant owners in the Northwoods area, but many of you know that my favorite place to go is the Angry Minnow. And I really like the Blatt that they have there. That's my go-to. That's like a BLT, but as millennial as this is going to sound, it's got avocado in it. Yes, it does have avocado. And that's a real game changer for me. It's on like a bagel. You get chips with it. Highly recommend checking that out if you're in the area. Pair it with like a nice honey wheat or like their Big Brook or a Belgian blonde, and you're going to have yourself a good night. All right, next question is, what was the most awesome excuse you ever made? So I'm trying to think. I made quite a few excuses like with my parents growing up. So maybe I was at a friend's house that I shouldn't have been at. My parents were always the type that are like, we need to know your friend's parents before we let you go over there. They were very old school in that sense. So I went over to my buddy Grant's house one time, and he was kind of new to the area. And I didn't tell my parents that I was going there. I told them I was going to a different friend's house. So once they found that out, I was in pretty hot water. But I'm trying to think of a really good excuse one. I'll have to get back to you guys on that. I'll think of it as we're going through these other questions. All right, next question that we have come across is, would you rather go camping in the woods or stay at a beach resort? So beach resorts are pretty fun. I was in Florida at not a beach resort, but we were just at Daytona Beach for a couple times when I was in college with my baseball teammates, and that was pretty fun. It was, some good times were had there, as one could imagine. But camping in the woods, there's something about it. If there's not too many mosquitoes, it can be a pretty memorable time, and just the stories you hear from your family and friends around the campfire, or the fish that you catch or don't catch. There's something to be said about just enjoying that time in the woods, and it's nice to unplug for a while because you don't have that temptation. Like, there's no cell service if you're really in the woods and not just at like a campground or something like that, or like a RV park or something like that, but you're really legitimately camping. It's just nice to have that time where you can pause, reflect, think about stuff. Because often I think we just get caught in this cycle. It's like, wake up, go to work, do your thing, go to bed. And then you just like live for the weekend. And that's something that I want to try to step away from. Like, it's an easy trap to get sucked into. It's like, Mondays suck. Can't wait for Friday. And then Friday comes, and then it's the weekend, and then you just keep going in that cycle. And that's, to me, that's not really living. To me, that's, you're just kind of going through the motions. And I think, like, life can pass you by so fast if you just live for the weekend like that. So that's what I'm trying not to do, is just take in more moments, kind of going back to that experience thing where trying to rely less on my phone. And just take in more experiences and not live for the weekend, but live each and every day to the best of your ability. Okay, so our next question is, who makes you laugh more than anyone? I have to say my dad. My dad, we just get each other. Either my dad, my brother, or my sister. Sorry, mom. But me and my mom have more like heart-to-heart conversations, not really laughter as much. But I have to say my dad. Movie quotes are like our language in our house. Like, anything can happen and we can bring up a movie quote for it. Most of the time it's a Mel Brooks film or Happy Gilmore or something along those lines. And yeah, we just get each other, and like, and there's no filter when it comes to it. So we don't have to worry about offending each other or anything like that. Like, we just say what we're thinking, and as terrible as it may be, sometimes we just laugh until we cry sometimes. So Dad, I appreciate you and all the laughter that we have. All right, I gotta stop saying after I finish a question. Here we go. Do you have any trips coming up? I do. So this week, today is Monday, July 21st, 20th. I don't have a calendar nearby me, but I'm going to Green Bay to watch the Packers training camp, but also go to the shareholders meeting. Just had a string of luck, and one of my friends that I know in town here said he couldn't go, so he gave me two tickets to the shareholders meeting. So going to check that out, check out Packers training camp, and then heading down to Milwaukee for one of my best friend's weddings. Buddy Kyle's getting married, so I'm going to be doing that wedding and DJing it at the same time. So that'll be a first for me, and hopefully we're going to make it through. I'm so, like, I shouldn't be nervous for speeches because I speak a lot in front of like students, but I think it's different when you speak in front of like your peers or people that are the same age as you. Like, I can joke around and be goofy in front of second graders or third graders, and they're not going to judge me just because, like, they're kids. And I mean, they'll be brutally honest with me and say, Mr. Essel, you're weird. But at the same time, it's not like, I don't know, you just put it in, you're perceived differently by your peers, I think, and that adds a little bit more pressure. But you know, we're going to get through it, we're going to make it, it's going to be all right. Our next question is, would you rather go out or stay in on a Saturday night? So most of the time I'm a homebody, but there's only so many nights where you can just stay in and do nothing. So there's quite a few books that I'm trying to read right now. I've got a stack of them. I have like 100 pages left of one, and then two other books I want to read before the school year begins, and then so many Netflix shows to watch. I don't know about you guys, but I like get I don't watch that much TV, and I don't mean to say that to like sound arrogant or something like that, because I know like, oh, he doesn't watch TV, he thinks he's better than us. But no, it's like I just don't watch too much TV. So I'm still working through quite a few stuff. So just got on to Stranger Things, but I can't really watch that before I go to bed. Call me what you will, but I am 100% scaredy cat when it comes to that stuff. So I have to watch it during the day. I'm almost done with season one. And then I'm watching, again, judge me if you will, I'm watching Gilmore Girls for the first time, and I'm on season five of that. Just started that not too long ago, but it's 40-minute episode. It's a big time commitment, you know? If you got a lot of stuff going on, I'll just try to watch one a day. But then also there's Friends that I'm working through for the first time. There's not enough time in the day, you know? There's not enough time. You got to prioritize, and I think other things take priority over watching TV and stuff like that. So to answer the question, most Saturday nights I stay in, but then again, I really like being social. So I like to try to go out and just see my friends and have a good time every now and then. But I'd say it's more staying in lately than going out, just because, I like being home too.
If you like the Northern Nerd podcast and other things created by the Northern Nerd, please consider supporting us by going to our online store at www.thenorthernnerd.com/online store. And there you're going to find our hats, our coffee mugs, our t-shirts, and not just stuff with our logos on them, but other things with the Northwoods in mind. If you go there right now and you go to checkout and you type in promo code podcast as you're checking out, you're going to get 10% off your next order. Please consider supporting the Northern Nerd, and thank you for being a nerd.
All right, where is your happy place is the next question. My happy place, I would have to say, is I want to say if I could always go to this place and it'd always be there, I have to say my college house in Eau Claire. So we called it the 616 B&B. And why we called it the 616 B&B, or better known as bed and breakfast, is because we always like to have people over and just have a meal together. And I think there's something powerful about having a meal together with people. It's an easier way to build community. So it's invite friends over for pancakes, waffles, pizza, or anything like that, and just have people over for like a movie night or game night or something. There's something unique and special about that. And I think we had quite a few of those, and that's why I always like that place, because so many memories were made at that place. So many inside jokes were created. And we just had so much fun there. And if I could like forever keep that place, I'm not saying I'm going to buy it, because it wasn't like that nice of a house, but like the experiences and the people, it really truly made it a home. And that's something that I'll keep a part of me. And anytime my buddies from college get together, like we always bring up, like, I remember this time at the B&B, and I actually had a couple friends like spend the night there sometimes, like if they just needed a place to crash, things like that. And it was really close to Water Street, but also like downtown area. So it was the perfect destination, right by the river. You could read on the front porch. So I'd say that's probably the happiest place that I remember, or that I'll always keep going back to. Could you live without the internet? Is the next question here. I think I could. It'd be tough, because that's how I operate most of my stuff. So it would be difficult for me to run the Northern Nerd. It'd also be difficult for me to get my writings out there and just stay in touch with people. But if I had to go back, like I wish I maybe would have never experienced the internet then, because I think it'd be easier to not have it if you never have had it such a big part of your life. But I think I could go without the internet. I wonder if that's like forever or for a short amount of time. I think I could do it for a couple weeks at least. It'd be nice to just like take a trip somewhere and not be on the internet at all. But again, that's something that I'm working on, is not being on it as much. But it's tough with, it's kind of how I make the Northern Nerd, is the internet. So, the next question is, what is the craziest thing you've seen somebody do at the workplace? So if you guys have listened to a previous podcast, you know that I worked at a go-kart track in throughout my middle school and teenage years. And one of the craziest things I've seen is I would have to say, well, I drove to Cenex on a go-kart one time to get a sandwich, but that was after I was working there for like 7 years. So I don't think it would have got me fired, but it would have got me really reprimanded. But the craziest thing I think I've seen somebody do is like hop on the back of a go-kart while it's moving, and then they couldn't really get a full grasp on the go-kart and then took a tumble. And it was one of our younger guys that worked there at the time, and it was like my last year working there. And he fell off the go-kart and rolled. He was okay, but it was just one of the funniest things because he was kind of like, it's like, watch this, guys, kind of thing. And then he just took a tumble, and it was probably one of the funniest things I've seen. But other than that, like, we always doing, like, what do you call that? I can't think of it right now. Nope. Word's not coming to my mind. But we always would just mess around the go-karts so much. And I'd say that's probably the craziest thing that we've done was just getting in all kind of trouble and doing the victory lap. And the victory lap, you know, during the podcast with Sawyer, I said, like, well, if you don't know what the victory lap is, we can't really share it with you. But I think enough time has passed. And the victory lap was, it was kind of no rules. It was when we were closing down. It was all the workers that worked there. And what we do is we take the go-karts, take off the governor or the thing that limited their speed. And it was first person in the garage after one lap won. But it was no rules. So you could bump into each other. You could turn each other's carts off, whatever you had to do to get in that garage first. And that was one of the things that I think I'll always remember is the victory laps that we had. All right, a couple more questions here. Thanks for sticking around. I know it's different not having a guest on, but at the same time, I feel like, it's, I don't know, it's nice talking to you guys. So the next question is, if you had to be one cartoon character, which would you choose? If I had to be one cartoon character, it would probably be Bugs Bunny. I don't know. You know, like, he gets in all this trouble, but you know he's going to outwit whoever he is up against, whether that's Marvin the Martian or Elmer Fudd. And he's just so dang sarcastic and sly. And although I'm not, like, as smooth-talking as Bugs Bunny, I like to say, like, I could have that level of Bugs Bunny swagger. If that's a thing, Bugs Bunny swagger. Gosh. All right, what was the most thoughtful gift you ever received? Thoughtful gift. Okay. So during college, I was dating this one girl, and it was our first Christmas together, and she got me these cereal bowls that had straws in them. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, why the heck would she get cereal bowls that had straws in them? Well, during one of our dates, we talked about, like, our memories from our childhood and stuff like that. And I brought up that I used to love these cereal bowls that had straws in them, but you couldn't really find them anywhere anymore, and I didn't use them. And so she also said that she liked them too. And so we were opening each other's gifts on Christmas, and I opened this, or I take out, like, it was in a gift bag, I think. And I take off the tissue paper, and there was a set of the bowls with straws attached to them. Well, I actually got her the same thing. So it was one of those crazy things. Like, it was the same exact manufacturer of the bowls and everything. And we didn't know about this. But we both got each other the same set of cereal bowls with straws in them. And I think that was one of the coolest things. One of the most thoughtful gifts I've ever received. Next question. What's the best topping / ice cream combination? One of my favorite combinations is anything with fudge and Snickers. I'm also a fan of Reese's peanut butter cups. It's so good paired with chocolate. Can't go wrong with that. What's the most bizarre chewing gum flavor you can come up with? I'm going to steal a wrinkle out of Willy Wonka's playbook, and I'm going to have to say, like, tomato soup. Tomato soup would be a funky flavor to have, or like beef stroganoff or something. you can have like a full meal within a stick of chewing gum. All right, next question we have here is, if you had to compare yourself to one fictional character, who would it be? I would say, I don't know, like, build myself up too much, so I'm not going to say like Superman or something like that, because I'm not Superman. Maybe like Jim from The Office. I'd say that's maybe the closest thing I could compare myself to. Yeah, I'm gonna roll with that. Jim from The Office. Yep, that's what we're going with. If you disagree with that, let me know. Or if you have a better character that I think that you think I'd be closely related to, leave a comment or just shoot me a message or something like that. Or if you want to comment what character you think you are, comment that as well. I'd like to hear what your thoughts on that are. All right, what is the best thing that happened to you during the past week? So the best thing that happened was I DJ'd a friend's wedding from high school, and that was probably one of the best weddings that I've ever done. The dance floor was packed, and people were just having a good time. I was having a good time. I try to teach people how to line dance at every wedding that I DJ. It kind of depends on the crowd. If it's a younger crowd that I can really connect with, like they're around my age, like they're all for it, which is awesome. And not even the people don't even have to be like big fans of country music, but you can bet as soon as I play the Boot Scootin' Boogie, I'm going to be out there showing people how to line dance. And I like to think I'm slowly changing the world through the art of line dancing. But at this wedding, I was able to teach people how to line dance. That kind of, people know how to do the Cupid Shuffle, but taught the electric slide and then did the Macarena with sunglasses on. A top five wedding easily. That was a great time. All right, last question here. Again, if you're still listening, thank you. Appreciate it. Which decade do you think had the best sense of style? I don't think it was the 90s. 80s would be too easy because, with Stranger Things, like, 80s style was pretty cool. It was a little odd as well. 70s, no. Not judging anybody that's a fan of tie-dye or anything like that, but not 70s. I'd probably say 50s. You know, they had like high-waisted pants and stuff like that, but say 1950s or 1940s or something like that. Probably be the best time period. All right, you know what? I lied. I'm doing one more. Can't end on that one. Let's end on a crazy one. All right. Maybe a lot of hype for this. Here we go. We're digging real deep in the Abe Lincoln cheesehead here. Most memorable birthday. Everybody, it'd be too easy to say my 21st birthday, but also at the same time, I don't remember too much of that evening, just being honest. The birthdays when I was a kid, maybe my 9th birthday or 10th birthday, we'd always go to KOA. It's a campground, but not really a campground. It's one of those I was talking about where you could still probably be hooked into the internet and still get cell service. But it was just on the edge of town in Hayward, and they had this big water slide. And one of the best things was just inviting all my buddies. We'd go on the water slide all day, go up and down the stairs, you know, try to get stuck on the slide and have your friends bunch up with you. Just have cake and all that kind of stuff. That was probably my most memorable birthdays were spent at KOA Water Slide. Well, that about does it for this week's episode of the Northern. And hope you got to know me a little bit better here. And yeah, I'm excited. It's crazy how fast this summer has gone by, and it's fleeting. But we got to hold on to these last month that we have, pretty much of August. Try to enjoy what I urge you to do is try to enjoy those experiences more. So, yes, go ahead, feel free, take pictures every now and then, but try to unplug a little bit more than you have been lately. I'm going to put myself up to this challenge too. Just experience things more, have more meaningful conversations with people rather than, hey, how's it going? Good. How are you? And then ending right there or talking about the weather. Talk about stuff that is going to grow you closer to that person. And maybe some people you don't really connect with and you don't want to get to know them better. And you know what? That's part of being human. We're not going to like everybody that we meet. But those friends that you have, those people that you work with, those people that you always see in the coffee shop, really ask how they're doing and really get to know those people and get to know their story and try to build more of a human connection that way. I think that's the way that we're truly going to live happier lives, if we're experiencing those things and sharing those experiences and stories with other people, rather than just going through lives with our heads down, heads in our phones. And life gets a lot richer when we share those experiences and stories. So thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to like us on Facebook if you haven't already. Follow us on Instagram and also subscribe to our podcast, whether you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or CastBox. Please subscribe to us and also check out our online store. You can get some Northern Nerd gear there. You can get hats, shirts, even coffee mugs. Yes, folks, you can drink that cup of joe with a Northern Nerd Podcast coffee mug. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. And we'll talk to you guys later. Enjoy your week.